You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Well, Ambition is but a few months away, and we're building to one of our finest ever. And today on the podcast, we have a rare glimpse into an ambition from the past for you. But first, it's time for our Ambition Minute. So many people have expressed interest in attending our Ambitious Women's Session on Wednesday that we're adjusting our schedules to let more consultants participate in these discussions. Please note the new times. The morning session is now 9:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., and the afternoon session is 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please update your calendars to attend one of these sessions, and we look forward to seeing all of our ambitious women and men at Ambition. Now we have some deadlines for you. First up, the kickball team contest. You must be registered for Ambition by June 30th to earn a spot on the team. This is the last day to make points in this contest, and the 20 winners of the contest will be contacted by July 15th. Have you booked your seat for Ambition 2014 yet? Well, the time is right for you to do it today, as our prices increase at midnight on June 30th to $159. As always, brand new consultants have 30 days from their enrollment to still get the introductory price, but all others will see the increase. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to events.amberenergy.com right now and reserve your seat at the year's most incredible event, Ambition 2014. And thanks for joining us for our Ambition Minute. Now back to our regular scheduled podcast. And welcome back to the podcast. Well, were you with Ambit in 2007 when we held our first Ambition? Well, today you can relive those early days of Ambit Energy by listening to Chief Executive Officer and co-founder Jerry Thompson Jr. in his inaugural address to our consultants at that event. Jerry talks about integrity and how important it is to the Ambit culture. So whether you were there and want to relive it, or you only just joined the business and are about to go to your first Ambition, this is one historic address you don't want to miss. Here is Jerry Thompson Jr.'s address to you, our consultants, at Ambition 2007.
Starting a company takes a tremendous amount of time, and my family's support and encouragement has been invaluable, and I sincerely thank you for your patience every step of the way. When I introduced my father a few minutes ago, I said that every one of us is where we are today because of the help someone else gave us. No one achieves success on their own. Sometimes this help is easy to see. Other times it's a little more difficult and only seen in hindsight. 30 years ago, when I was a senior in college, I lived in an apartment with my two oldest friends. The rooms were different sizes. One was bigger with a closet, no bigger than a closet. The other one was a master with its own bathroom, and it was huge. To make things fair, we decided we'd draw straws and swap it mid-year. I drew the short straw and ended up in the closet. But just before Christmas, we swapped rooms. When I sat down at my desk, pinned to the bulletin board was a tiny strip of paper. My roommate had written, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness is genius, power, and magic in it." I still have that script of paper, that scrap of paper. The quote was written 200 years ago by a German philosopher named Goethe. His name is spelled G-O-E-T-H-E, but for those of us in Texas, it rhymes with Bertha, as in Big Bertha. A few years later, I researched the quote and found a real treasure. And it reads, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. And all sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness is genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." For the past 20 years, every time I've considered starting something new, I've returned to Goethe for inspiration, courage, and reassurance. I still get scared. Goethe was right on target. We often hesitate to commit, finding comfort in our daily routine and quickly forgetting about our splendid plans. We kill an opportunity because we cannot envision how we can make it happen or how we can succeed on our own. But here's the secret. The moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision. When I decided to get into electricity, I didn't know Chris Chambliss, who had developed the most dynamic sales channel in the industry, all of you here today. I didn't know that John Burke would agree to join a startup and build our software systems from scratch. I didn't know that Scott Lawrence could stand up in front of an audience and command their respect. Most of all, I didn't know how all the critical elements would ever come together. Yet somehow, providence moved too. After that first decision was made, all sorts of things have occurred to help me that never otherwise would have occurred. But the first step was making that commitment. From the very beginning, Chris and I committed to each other to build the finest and most respected energy provider in America. Those were bold words. There were two of us. But we had faith, even before you were here, in what all of you here could accomplish. And we wanted you to have faith in us. We know that every time one of you approaches someone about becoming a consultant or customer for Ambit, you're putting your reputation on the line, and you're trusting that Ambit will deliver as promised. And we want Ambit to be worthy of that trust. We sincerely want to make you proud. So we decided to invest in the finest systems and the finest people we could find. We wanted to be able to process 10 or 10,000 orders a day flawlessly. And we couldn't find any software systems that could meet our needs, so we decided to build our own from scratch. And we recently patented our proprietary back office systems. Something, to our knowledge, no other provider in Texas or the country has ever done outside the incumbent monopoly utilities. We chose to test our systems on my family, which is pretty large, and a few friends, which were pretty loyal, before we ever entered into the marketplace. This was expensive, and it took time, a lot of time, but it gave us the confidence that we could deliver on your expectations. We sought out experienced management, people who had built fast-growing or had managed billion-dollar enterprises. Most startups trip when their growth surpasses the abilities of their original management. I can assure you, Ambit won't. When I approached Jim Timmer and Jim McPhelia, I told them they wouldn't have to fix what was broken. Instead, they'd have a blank sheet, and they would be able to put in place, at the very beginning, the people, the processes, and the systems needed to scale this company successfully. And that is what they have done. Trust me, that's critical. Today, our bills are accurate, and they get out on time. We have a call center that answers the phone on average in 20 seconds, and this wouldn't happen if we had a lot of problems and self-inflicted wounds. We're proud of our people, and I know you are too. It's not unusual for people to judge themselves through rose-colored glasses. And earlier this year, we were put to the test. We decided to go out and select a wholesale energy supplier to purchase our energy requirements from. What we quickly learned was that the very best suppliers do the picking, not us. And as Goethe said, a whole stream of events issues from the decision. raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. To be the most respected company, we not only have to do things right, but we have to do the right things. And this requires the right people and the right culture. You have heard our message many, many times before. Never sacrifice integrity for growth. We want everyone here and across this company to take a great deal of pride in their hard-earned, honest success. And we all know that translating words into actions is difficult, and encouraging actions so that they become a culture is even more difficult. So what is Ambit's culture? We have an open environment to encourage communications. Great communications provides us a quick education about the state of our business. It enables us to prioritize our actions and react quickly. It opens the door for us to do new and exciting things. We will never let good enough be good enough. We will constantly be improving our systems, and we will constantly be expanding into new opportunities. We know that whenever you try something new, no matter how much time, effort, and thought was invested in building and planning and testing, mistakes can happen. However, with our agility, we can quickly fix those mistakes and continue moving forward. We have a culture that rewards progress. We have tried to eliminate a hostile environment where people fear mistakes and prefer the riskless gray fog of the status quo. And as we grow, we intend to keep our frugality and our humility. Come visit our headquarters, and you may have seen it on the video a moment ago. It's in a century-old warehouse in downtown Dallas. And you'll see red brick walls, beautiful polished floors, hardwood floors, wide open spaces, and sunlight streaming through the many windows. Everyone sits in the open. We have no private offices. Many people are surprised to see management sitting at $19 fold-up tables. Sure, they're cheap, and they're not really attractive. But the heart of the story is that we decided to invest our money in great people and outstanding systems, not in fancy offices or elegant furniture. Ambit is an organization of honest, enthusiastic, hardworking, dedicated, and smart people. We know that every time we hire someone new, they either reinforce our culture or dilute it. So we're very careful in the choices we make. The values I grew up with at home are the same values I hope you will find at Ambit today. My father and mother constantly supported, encouraged, and loved me. They instilled in me optimism and faith. They had 7 children in 11 years, so there had to be a lot of optimism and faith. They exemplified honesty, frugality, and hard work. As Dad said, I started at 3 cents an hour and learned frugality the hard way. The good news was I had a job at age 7. The bad news was there was no minimum wage in our family. My parents constantly encouraged trying new things, doing your best, and never fearing new adventures. 7-Eleven was constantly experimenting with new products, new locations, and new markets. If something didn't work, fix it. If it couldn't be fixed, learn and move on. This is the culture we want for Ambit. I saw Dad go through difficult times, but he never blamed or criticized anyone, and he never stopped trying to do better. He was the same person in good times as in bad. Mom and Dad respect everyone, and in turn, they are respected by all. And every night to this day, my father gets on his knees and prays before climbing into bed. This is what I learned at home, and this is what I hope Ambit is almost always about. For almost a century, our family has been fortunate to be involved with very successful growth companies, but we have never seen a company grow like Ambit has during its first year. The success is because of everyone here in this room and so many more who couldn't be here today, and we thank all of you. Many of you have grasped the significance of what is happening right before your eyes. Others have not seen the opportunity or haven't clearly focused on it yet. They're waiting for you to deliver that message. But the window of opportunity, as Chris talked about, is right now. Take advantage of it. My hope is that no one here ever says, I was there in the very beginning, but I just didn't do anything. Earlier this month, my 10-year-old daughter pulled me out of the kitchen after dinner one night to watch Kenny Chesney's new music video, Don't Blink. It's a wonderful song about an old man being interviewed on his 102nd birthday. He's asked what the secret to life is, and he looks up from his old pipe, laughs, and says, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old, and you take a nap, and you wake up, and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Our two oldest children are now in college. They grew up overnight. Don't postpone your dreams. The opportunity to spend more time with your family is right now. As the smiling old man said, trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. Our promise to you is to do everything that we can to help make you successful and to make you proud. Many thanks to all of you who have made our first year so incredible. We enjoy your friendship, appreciate your trust, and wish you the very best of success in the years to come. Thank you very, very much.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thanks for joining us as we relived one of Ambition's most historical speeches by our co-founder and chief executive officer, Jerry Thompson Jr. Next week, we'll actually have Chris Chambliss' speech from Ambition 2007, so tune in for that one as it's another not-to-be-missed episode. As always, please share this podcast with your team members or tell them where to find us. Want to listen to past episodes of the podcast? Well, just visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find us there in the news section. Or check us out on iTunes, where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll see you at Ambition.